Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're diving in, cannonball time. When will the housing market crash? G-Daddy, how are we doing today?
Great, Jake, I'm doing awesome. How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing wonderful, but I think the real question before we get to when will the housing market crash is we got to unpack this a little bit. Gino, take a deep dive here into what actually causes a crash, because to understand when, you need to understand what causes that crash to happen, and that's ultimately going to dictate things. So talk to us. What causes a housing market to crash?
Jake, that's a great question. I think the first thing you need to look at is what is happening to debt. Debt sees in the future. Debt is the circulatory engine of the economy. Make no mistake. Debt becomes very loose. All of a sudden, you walk into a bank, you breathe in a mirror, they give you a mortgage. Uh-oh, there is trouble ahead.
That's the kind of lending I like to get for myself.
That's why we wrote Creative Cash, because yeah. In this part of the cycle, all of a sudden you need to become creative. Debt is going to start pulling back as you get into that part of the cycle. So very important. We publish Creative Cash, important book. The second one, all of a sudden prices start to drop. Prices are going to start dropping in this part of the cycle. And the third thing, I mean, there's going to be an increase in the supply. You're going to have more homes hitting the market. When there's more supply, what happens? There becomes an imbalance in pricing. And I think also you start seeing job losses. You start seeing a recession. You start seeing a lot of this stuff in the
property
economy.
Taxes are up right now due to COVID. They need to get that money from somewhere, right?
That's right. So you're having all of these different actions occurring, and that's what happens.
We're not saying that's happening right now. We're saying this is what causes a crash to happen. So now let's start looking ahead into the future to find out what would cause a drop in prices. Let's look to see what would cause debt to dry up, or let's see what would cause an increase in supply. Because today, right now, April 2021, we're not seeing that. It's a red hot market. Okay, this is what I know. I know that this is different than 2008, number one. And the reason that this is different is because we're looking at inflation instead of deflation. So this is what I got for you. Studies have shown that the Fed has injected more than $9 trillion into the market.
How much?
Nine with a T. Trillion, baby. $9 trillion into the market since September 2019, thus resulting into 22% of circulated dollars. That's one-fifth of all dollars, okay, were printed in 2020. That's significant. Talk to us about inflation.
Jake, that's not even significant. That's
mind-boggling. Yes.
You can't even put that into words what has happened over the last year and a half. They've taken COVID and they've run with it. That's basically what's happened.
It's a propped up economy. Yeah.
And what's happening is inflation is just an increase in the supply of money. Now, what is the byproduct of inflation? It increases in prices. I don't know if you've gone to Home Depot, bro, in the last couple of weeks, but $60 for
sheet of plywood. Sheet of plywood, dude. Insane.
$9 for a 2x4. Yeah. It was $3 a few months ago. That's the end result. In 2008, we had deflationary. Prices were dropping. People had a mortgage. All of a sudden, they're underwater on their mortgage. Right now, it's the opposite. With only about 500,000 listings on the MLS, it is like the lowest number of listings ever. So there's not a lot of supply, first thing. I actually think, I want people to Google this. I think there are more real estate agents in the United States than there are listings. Just think about that for a second. That's insane.
So you have to share, right?
You have no supply. I'll give you a couple more stats. Prices are up 11% year over year. 11%. That's mind-boggling. And in certain areas, come down to Florida, up 15-20% year over year. Prices have risen the most since in the last 15 years. So you're having different forces happening in this part of the cycle as they did back in 2008. There's not a lot of supply, as you can see, right? Prices are dramatically rising. So if Jake is like, I'm in foreclosure, I might lose my house. Jake's gonna be like, you know what? Prices are rising. I could put my house in the market and sell and still make a profit. That's crazy. That's insane. But that's what's going on right now.
G-Dad, let me hit you with some more stats here. The end of February 2021, okay, 2.7 million homeowners were in forbearance, okay?
How many?
2.7 million, resulting in 5.1% of homeowners are in forbearance, okay, not paying their mortgage. So we're talking about supply, okay? Yes. 5.1% of the supply is off the table because those folks are not paying. Mm-hmm. And a new proposal as of April 2022, okay? And so I don't even know what the up-to-date stats are, okay? But this is a new proposal because that's still February, right? Mm-hmm. We got 2 more months of data that we haven't seen yet. A new proposal would ban foreclosures until 2022. So here's the question, right? Everyone's saying, when is the housing market going to crash? You need to ask your politicians. Ask the Federal Reserve when they're going to stop printing money and propping everything up. Ask the government, okay, when are we going to allow foreclosures to take place? Because if you're looking at this, when the free cash runs out, when foreclosures are allowed to actually take place, and maybe you see some interest rate rise, okay, maybe a rise in interest rates, that's the perfect storm to clobber this. But ultimately, if they keep kicking the can down and they don't let people that should be foreclosed on be foreclosed on, they keep printing cash. I saw another thing out the other day. There's going to be another $1 trillion injected into the economy for who the hell knows what. This could, I don't know how long this could run for. I mean, if you go back and everyone loves the movie, The Big Short, that guy was way early. And then eventually it took place. So they're going to continue propping this economy up for political gain. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that any of us can predict when this shit is going to crash until they get out of the way. At some point, people are going to be foreclosed on. When that happens, I think that's the beginning of this crash. Because at some point too, look, they're saying, the Fed is saying, we're going to control this red hot inflation. We're going to get it under control. At some point, they're going to have to stop printing money. Or, you know, hamburger is going to be $1,000 a pound, which maybe we go there. I don't know. And at some point, they're going to have to let these people move out of these homes. So until those forces happen, I don't think you're going to see an increase in supply. I don't think you're going to see a rise in interest rates. And I don't think you're going to see a drop in prices because it's an artificial economy. And until those things happen, who knows? And maybe it's 2022, but I really doubt it's probably going to get pushed out even further than that.
Jake, so I'd like to tell everyone listening to this, this is what you can do to try to insulate yourself. This is what we've been doing, you know, the buy right, the manage right, and the finance right. It's all about thinking as an investor, limiting your downside risk. If it don't cash flow,
let the grass grow, baby. Hell yes.
That's what it comes down to. So if you want to get caught up in the speculation of real estate, you're buying and trying to sell higher. We buy cash flowing assets. Is it harder now? Yes. That is one of the similarities from 06, 07 till now. You're buying multifamily and all these assets that are not really producing true cash flow. You're buying them on speculation. On top of the, you're talking about the 1031 exchanges and the tax benefits. Look at yourself in the mirror and think, what are you trying to accomplish? If you're just trying for transactions, this may be the market for you. You may be, get rich short term.
You may get caught too.
But that's the thing. But we don't know when you're going to get caught. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So continue to dive into the metrics. Jake and I are going to continue to bring these videos to you because it's important to keep you educated on what's going on in the market, understanding what happens when they print all this money, where it has to go. We're still bullish. It's a basic human need. It's, you know, food, clothing, and apartments. That's why real estate is such a powerful driver of the economy. It's because it touches so many different lives. We love to say, you sit around the real estate table, everyone eats at the real estate table. And that's why it's such an important pillar of our economy. So when you're understanding the metrics of what's going on, we don't know when it's going to happen. We know it is. And I'll give you one final example. When the pandemic hit last year, everyone was complaining about, well, renters aren't going to pay their rents. And that didn't happen because the government stepped in. So if the government, to Jake's amazing point, continues to step in, we can't make these predictions. We just know when the government decides to stop.
Yeah, it's not a game fair over. Game. Exactly. It's you're not playing a real game here. This is all made up bullshit. Mm-hmm. And really the key for real estate investors, because that's what we're all about. We're about, you know, protecting our wealth long term. You need to remain disciplined. It's hard right now, but you need to buy right, manage right, and finance right. How do you do it? You buy cash flowing assets. Cash flow will save you when you buy right. You need long-term fixed rate financing. Gang, this is an amazing opportunity to take advantage of these extremely low rates, buy a cash flowing asset, get it fixed in long-term, and pay that debt down with cheaper dollars in the future because it doesn't seem like they're turning the spigot off. And hey, you got to manage right. look, that is the key to your enterprise. Get in there, make sure you're managing these assets well, offer that super high level of customer service, create that blue ocean for yourselves. And hey, you know what? Your folks on the ground are going to be taken care of. Your residents can be taken care of. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful jazz, as Ray Dalio likes to say, right, Gino?
Mr. Stenziano, one final note. Hit me up, gino@jakeandgino.com. Buy the Kindle, leave a review. I will send you a hard copy in the mail. This is going to help you as far in this part of the cycle. Debt's going to start pulling back. That is for sure. They see what's coming on their horizon. When they pull back, you need to learn how to creative financing techniques, whether it's seller financing, master lease options. It's all in Creative Cash. So once again, hit me up, gino@jakeandgino.com. Screen grab of that review, and I will send you a book in the mail.
Make it happen, everyone. Gino, you rock. Love this. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jake.